Evening. It's good to be here. As you've already heard, my name's Leanne Dunlop, and I do have the very great privilege of working, serving God with, under the organisation of Scripture Union. I've been with SU for 6.5 years and loved every minute of it, challenges and all. I've been serving in East Belfast, as Christoph said, and just 6 months ago, I've had the exciting move of coming to do the same job, only here in Bangor. I know that a lot of you will know a lot about SU already. It's one of those organisations that people have all heard of or know a little bit about. Maybe you've come across the SU Bible reading notes, Encounter with God, Daily Bread and so on, or use our Sunday school material, or have visited our resource centre in the Albert Bridge Road. Or you've probably, especially if you're from Bangor, come across our extensive camps and missions programme during the summer. Two very strong schisms here in Bangor. Great to see that continuing this year. I was able to visit some of those. Or maybe you've come across SU in schools. Maybe you went along to a Scripture Union group after school or at lunchtime yourself as a child, or have a child or a grandchild who goes along to SU in school. We're really fortunate in SU because we've got a really rich and wonderful heritage being handed down to us. SU is a name that is known and trusted in schools, interdenominational by name, and one that it is commonly used. And there are SUs in many of our schools across the country. So we do have this very rich heritage, but we don't do what we do in schools just because that's traditional and that's because what SU has always done. We do it because we still believe in it. And we believe it's where God has called us to be. And I believe it's where God has called me to be. I don't need to tell people here at a missionary conference that the constant call of the Gospels is that tells us to go. We're constantly told to go out of our churches, out of our homes, into our communities, to our workplaces, and to share the good news of God's love with the people who are around us. And that's kind of our mantra in SU, to go out and to make God's good news known. Schools. Schools are centres of our community. They're places of learning. They're places of discovery. They're communities within themselves. They're places of growth. And generally, they're really open to Christianity. So what better place is there for us to go to reach children and young people, to go and reach children and young people than in our schools? In a very different kind of way, churches are also places that are centres of our communities. They're places of learning. They're places that are communities within themselves, places of discovery and influence and growth, spiritual growth. And in years gone by, the connection between churches and schools was very strong. It used to be that many schools were owned by local churches even, and all those taught were from the local churches. But over the years here in Northern Ireland, that connection has drifted. And the gap is continuing to widen between the churches and the schools, the two centres of any community. And as that happens, RE is becoming less compulsory in primary schools, more multi-faith, more moralistic, linked in with citizenship and so on. And statistics tell us that children and young people don't come to church or church events the way that they used to in the past. They're not familiar with the Bible in the way that perhaps some of us were grown up with. That's why we do what we do in SU. That's why we see schools work as being so vital and so important. We need to make God's good news known in schools, and I know I don't need to convince you of that. How do we go about it? Well, that's where the E3 Schools project comes in. This is one of the ways that we seek to reach the thousands of children across the hundreds of schools in our country through this local project called E3. We have E3 workers in Antrim and Ballymena in the North Coast and East Belfast, and we have two starting tomorrow in our office for Fermanagh and for South East Antrim, the Ballyclare, Lauren Carrick area, and now here in Bangor. It's the work that we're really excited about and have seen grow in so many ways. And you can come get a leaflet off me later if you want to find out more about it. But basically, E3 stands for three words beginning with the letter E, so it's very easy to remember. First word is engage, because that's what we're seeking to do. We're trying to engage with children and young people who may never darken the door of a church. We want to engage with them. We want to help them to engage with God through his word, the Bible. And the second word is equip, because we recognise there are already so many Christian teachers in our schools. And as I've spent the last few months in Bangor, I've been going around meeting some of those people, and it's been a great privilege to see how many Christians there are in Bangor schools, and local Christians worshipping locally, and just their heart and their desire to serve. It's been really exciting, and looking forward to working with them. We want to equip those people to be able to do their jobs well, to run their SUs well, to support them whatever way we can. We want to equip young people who have been given the task of running SU groups in their school, and perhaps they're coming across leadership for the first time, working with people from different church backgrounds. We want to help equip them. So we engage through assemblies and RE lessons, we equip through various training and support mechanisms, and the final E is empower. We want to empower, and in this sense, this word empower means to give strength to or to give confidence to. And the great thing about this project, as I've said, is that Christoph has said, it's totally owned by people in the local area. It's totally paid for by local churches and by many of you who probably have given to this project, and I don't know who you are, so thank you. I wouldn't be here if you hadn't given. This is totally owned by local people, and so I'm your schools worker, and I want to work alongside local people, local churches, to work alongside the great work that's already happening in many schools, as many youth workers and others are going in and helping with SU groups or are doing RE lessons. I want to work alongside that and keep developing the work that's already going on here in Bangor. So that's what E3 is about, engaging, equipping and empowering. But we know that God isn't a God of projects necessarily. Our God is a God of people. Our God is a God of relationships. And my job is very relational, and I love the people that I meet and the variety of people that I meet. And I could tell you endless stories about some of the people that I get to meet and work with. But I just want to leave you as I finish with one story. I just want to tell you about one little girl that I had the privilege of coming across a few years ago who had a big impact on me. And her name was Claire. Claire came along to a camp that we had ran during the summer for P7s. And she came along because I and a local worker from a parish church in East Belfast had gone into her school with a set of RE lessons called It's Your Move. It's a set of lessons for P7 kids, helping them think about their move on to their new school and how, as they go through so many changes in their life, the unchanging God can really help them through that change in their life. We've done those lessons in a few schools in Bangor in June there as well. And Claire really enjoyed the lessons and wanted to come in this camp after the lessons finished. So she came and she had a great time on camp. But Claire came from a difficult background. There was abuse at home. Social services were on the scene. A marriage had broken down. And Claire had probably seen and heard things that most 11-year-olds wouldn't have seen and wouldn't have heard. But on camp, something new hit her. Relatively unchurched background, something entirely new for her. And the last night of camp, the kids were having a party. Lots of noise, games, music. Claire was sitting in the corner, crying on the phone to her mum. I kind of hovered around her and waited till she came off the phone and said, "Are you okay?" And the tears still streaming down her face. She said, "I just want to be a Christian." And she'd just seen something in the lives of the other kids who were there at camp who were Christians, of the leaders who were there who were Christians, that she wanted. But she didn't quite know or understand or grasp what that fully was yet. And so we sat there for guts of an hour. I can honestly say she didn't take her eyes off me once, which is unusual for any 11-year-old in the middle of a party. And she asked me question after question about what it means to be a Christian. What is sin? How can I have a relationship with this God? And at the end, she looked at me and she said, "Leanne, no one has ever told me that before. No one has ever told me that before." And that really struck with me. I don't know if it was the truth and that no one really had told her about God and his love for her before, if it just was God's Spirit working in her for the first time. But it really stayed with me that there are children and young people across our world who need to know God's good news. But there are also children and young people right on our doorsteps, right in our schools. They're there every day. By law, they have to be. We need to reach them. We need to tell them. Will you pray for our schools? Will you pray for this ministry? I have prayer letters that come out every term. You can ask me for them or sign up to get one of those. Will you pray for the schools that are in your area, the schools connected with your church, the teachers that perhaps are in your congregation as they are under continuous stress and pressure? I think it's getting worse as they seek to be salt and light in their schools. Perhaps you'd even want to come and be involved. Perhaps you work part-time. Perhaps you're retired. You could offer an hour a week to come and be involved in an SU group. I already have 5 schools in Bangor asking me if I could help them start up SU groups. They don't necessarily have teachers to run them. We need volunteers to come and help us run them. Come and teach RE lessons. Come and be in the background. Come be up front. I'm really excited about the potential of the growth of schools ministry in the area. And of course, I would really covet your prayers as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne. I know you'll